This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for another big story, another big hour of the big show. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here at the ready as well, considering our lives and what's going on, the circumstances in our lives, what's going on around us, what's going on around you. The big story is the inauguration for sure, although Tom Brady may be a big story as well. What do you think? Tom Brady to the rescue?
He is. Oh, he is a big story. Yeah,
it really is. The kudos that are heading in his direction for doing what he has done, it really is a sore spot here in New England, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
Speaking of New England and what's going on in Boston, remember the marathon bomber? Who can pronounce his name? I've never been able to pronounce his name.
Joe Carr, right. I think is his name.
Ugh. Yeah, anyway, he's this guy's guy. Whether it's his lawyer, I don't know how smart. I never really got a sense of who he was. You know, we know what he did, but I never got a sense of who he was, how smart he was. Apparently, he's suing the feds for $250,000 because he's been treated badly inside the prison in Colorado where he's serving his life sentence.
He's treated baseball badly, the people who don't have legs right now because of him.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but how do we even get to a point? This sort of comes from the same page as us providing sex transplant operation for people in jail or whatever other stuff that we ought not to be doing. He's accused the guards and the warden. He calls it the Alcatraz of the Rockies. Man, this guy's got some kind of balsam. Unlawful, unreasonable, and discriminatory. He's lucky. I'm surprised he's even still alive.
Me too.
Frankly,
I'm not. We don't put people to death all that often.
No. I'm not talking about that. That means like inside,
he's probably isolated. You know, they probably like have him in some sort of isolation. Maybe.
He had a death sentence, and that was tossed. Right? Wasn't he supposed to?
In the appeal, it got tossed because there was a technicality that the judge had done something wrong. And so that's why it was tossed. But I think they're trying to go back for the death penalty again.
He killed a police officer. He just walked up to his car like a bad movie and just shot him.
He ran his own brother over with the car when he was fleeing. Yeah. Right. I mean, these are two psychotic people who were just evil, pure evil. There's no other word for it.
They were radicalized. I mean, they thought what they were doing was for the greater good, and that's a really hard thing to combat when they think that they're doing this kind of stuff to serve God. I mean, how do you make
that's
that
right,
argument,
Jennifer?
You know,
all these people, Allah and God, and we're doing it for our religion. We're going to get to God and the 72 virgins or whoever we're going to find when we get up there. Yep, right, of course.
It doesn't always have to just be about religion, too. You know? I
mean, no, it doesn't. You're right.
But a lot of it is.
Yeah. People are radicalized by
in this
radicalism.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of radicals, our friends in China and Russia are working together, what a surprise, to create more mayhem for us. Apparently they're working on a vaccine just for the two countries. Is that really what I'm getting out of this?
They're
collaborating
on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Russians, we already know, the Russians have hacked into or attempted to hack into every laboratory and university lab here in the States to get to get vaccine info. So they're basically, and then the Chinese are great at hacking too. So, you know, it's a hackathon and then they're going to try to reproduce
I'm wondering something here.
And Moderna probably too.
Probably hard to do it in Russia, but we have seen how we've used the SEAL team for less, bumping off people like Osama bin Laden. As much as I think we were helped by the information that came from Edward Snowden, I think he's right now at this point responsible for most of this hacking and most of the mayhem.
I do too.
And is there some way we can bump him off? Yeah, somebody.
He's under Putin protection.
Yeah, well, so you can't send the SEAL team. You wouldn't be able to get inside of Russia probably as easily as you could get into Afghanistan. This is really the... isn't it interesting to see how...
He lives in a high-security penthouse apartment.
Yeah, right. But
and
I'm
has
thinking,
no job, so I don't know how he pays for it. I mean, like,
loud,
I don't know, people are heroizing.
Well, in Russia, everybody gets paid by the government.
Right.
They're all government employees.
No, but I'm saying he's living like a life of luxury. Clearly,
yes. He's
on the payroll with Putin.
Right, exactly. So under the circumstances... At what point do these things change? And I was just trying to equate leadership with change. You know, we're going to have a big change in leadership here, and we're going to have a big change in attitude with it. One wonders, I'm thinking back to who was in charge before Putin. Seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gorbachev. Who was the person who was there between? Yeltsin. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. He was a drunk. And so... Yeah, he was. Well, I mean, everybody
like
in Russia is.
This guy is.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
He liked vodka. Oh, okay.
He sure did, man. He
Some
really
babies
did.
In Russia.
But I don't think that Gorbachev didn't. Gorbachev was the last really reasonable. Remember all of the things that he and,
Gorbachev
and
wasn't
Reagan
really reasonable
did together?
Until Reagan got to him.
Well, maybe that was
reasonable.
It. Yeah, right. But he spent the rest of his life sort of as an Americanized Russian leader. And I don't know whether Putin played on that or not. To change,
I don't know, but did you guys see the guy that got poisoned? Went back to Russia.
Like, yeah, how stupid
I can
is
tell
he?
You, there are a lot of other places to go besides Russia.
Why? Right? No, tell us that story because I'm not sure I'm familiar.
So remember
with
the spy that got he got poisoned, and then he like had an episode on an airplane, and they had to do a landing. I don't know. He ended up in Germany in a hospital
in
Germany.
Oh, okay.
And
the Germans saved his life. I mean, they recognized the symptoms right on the plane.
He was in the hospital for months recovering from it. And he was one of the outspoken people, opposition to Putin. And now he went back to Russia yesterday. It was a big story. He arrived back in the country. So
I don't know why he would do that. Unless they're holding
smell
his family
smell
hostage
the peas.
Or something. I don't know.
So
he went back knowingly, like willingly, though.
Yeah, he did. But that's what I'm wondering, if something else is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. What happens when things... I was talking about changing, and something popped into my mind that I saw yesterday. And we all get our... We have our feelings, we have our thoughts, we have our knowledge, and things, certain things pique our interest. I think that goes for everybody. No matter whether you're on the radio or whether you're talking among your friends or whatever. So you all know that I've been a big supporter of pipelines. And the Keystone Pipeline is one of the things that I thought made a lot of sense. Whether you're in favor of fossil fuel usage or not isn't really the point. The point is that using these pipelines, which, by the way, there are 84, I don't know how many people know that, there are 84 different pipelines that crisscross our country. And in addition, those are oil-carrying pipelines. In addition to that, there are 140 different gas pipelines that go across our country. You know that? Up in my area is the Tennessee gas system, but they have gas lines all over. I mean, how do you think the gas gets? The petroleum that is moved, the fluid oil, goes to the places where they refine them and then distribute them from there. But the gas lines go directly to substations where they service the local communities. And those are all over the place, too. And by the way, they're far more dangerous. This is why we get into this psyche. Oh, we can't have those oil things. What happens if there's a leak? It'll kill all the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Do you know how outrageously... And I know this because one of the fields that I use on the farm is in a state park. And through the state park, there is this huge, big... sort of intersection of these gas pipelines, and it's above the ground. So there are 2 foot, these huge pipes that are basically put together above the ground, and you can see, how somebody could get in there, and they could just throw a bomb in it and blow up half the neighborhood. These things are outrageously dangerous. And nobody pays any attention to them. And the reason I'm making that statement or telling you the story is because we get into these mindsets. the news media or whoever it is, the advocacy groups that are responsible for, you know, trying to stop this pipeline or stop this or stop that, they flood the airwaves and locate wherever it is with information that may or may not be true, but they give people, oh my God, we're going to have a pipeline in our neighborhood. It could kill this, that, and the other thing. So I just thought
well, that's
a story.
Why people were against the Keystone Pipeline, because it runs through a lot of territory where endangered species are, and Native American groups were also protesting it too. I mean, it's already had 21 spills in 9 years. I mean, that's a lot.
Well, it may be that that's the case, but that's part of it. Do you want to have the convenience of using this stuff? I mean, you make them. I have no love for fossil fuel. You hear me all the time talking about all the solar stuff I'm doing on the farm and the wind and nuclear even. I don't like fossil fuel, but I still say that it has a place. And here in this circumstance, we've already invested over $1 billion of our money, taxpayer money, in this Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, it's a waste. And we're not equipped to move away from fossil fuel. I mean,
no,
California is a perfect example. And there, I think we talked about that article in the LA Times this weekend about how the Biden administration is going to adapt, make America California again. And they're trying to do the same kind of deal where you're going to push people in a direction of away from fossil fuels, but there's no real reasonable alternative that is viable. And so I think that's problematic. I also think politically it was interesting just early on, you can kind of see where the Biden administration is going to side up, because there was a lot of union support behind this pipeline. A lot of money has already gone into it, so it seems really wasteful, and the unions were really behind this. And Joe Biden, who usually kind of positions himself as a friend to the unions, turned his back on them and instead went to the environmentalists. So I think a lot of people are looking at this as an early indication as the direction.
You got to wait and see sometimes. I noticed there are a couple of consumer champions, consumer advocates that were nominated for these top financial agencies. And the now Wall Street's wondering, okay, are we going to – they've supported Biden. Is that going to be good for us? That's a question and a half to ask. It's coming up on 18 after the hour on today's DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A moment, please, for the DJV download. Latest one has focus on Martin Luther King Day, birthdays of people like Betty White and James Earl Jones, the passing of Phil Spector, and Jeff Bridges says he's feeling better. All right, that plus Tom Kreidler and some help around the house, all part of the DJV download at DougStefan.com.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
23 after the hour on the DJV program. It's time for a social media overview here with Jay Kirshner leading the charge. And we're just talking off the air about all the different identities, the things that I do have beside the DJV program, which is the it's kind of the linchpin for everything else. But I do Your Hidden Power, which is a metaphysical hour, and the American Family Farmer Show, and the Good Day Health Show, which is now the DJV show, and trying to put it all together. If you want to follow it and follow any one of those, I guess you go to DougStephan.com, but you can still go to, if we're following on social media, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, Twitter and Instagram both have DJV show. So if we enter into, if we hear that and we go online and we just put DJVshow.com in, we can find any or all of these things, including the podcast that we were just talking about, the DJV download, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. DJV show all the way.
All right. You sound like you're cheerleading. Okay. On this end of the football field.
Don't play win.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the jackpot has increased yet again for the two major. Isn't it funny how these things go together? Both the Mega Millions and Powerball. More often than not, there are not winners. And then when there are winners, they're kind of winners at the same time. So between the two of them, they're up to almost $2 billion, right? A billion seven or some crazy number. 800 for the Mega Million, and I think 700 and something for Powerball. Am I right on that? Something pretty close to it. Anyway. I hear crickets. I don't know
all I know is I want to win them, so I don't know. I don't know what the jackpot is.
Have you figured out how to do it? So
we got to buy a ticket. That's what I've learned, is that
okay.
Yeah, way to give yourself a shot.
So what, we ought to ask a question about how people, if they buy lottery tickets, what are they thinking when they buy them, right? We all have had those thoughts when we buy tickets. What are they thinking? So what do our listeners think when they go buy?
I walk in and say, give me the winner, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Now, exactly. Sometimes they don't do that,
yeah,
which
laugh
is
about
really
that.
Rude. But, you know.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. All right, so what else are we working on, Jay?
Well, speaking of lottery, if you did win, what would you do with all of the money? And a lot of people had said, you know, putting it to good use. Mel would donate to most of it to animal rescues. We did have somebody who has actually won the lottery. Nathan said he did have this happen. He bought a waterfront property did an investment account. The investment account dividends pay for the overhead and living expenses.
Good and for him. He did it the smart way.
Yeah. He said that he talked to investors and lawyers.
Did he say how much he won?
No, he didn't say how much he won, but he did put a point out about be kind to your family and close friends, and keep in mind that there are taxes and certain stipulations when you gift people large amounts of money. So take that into account and maybe just buy them things or pay for things when they need to have them paid for, rather than actually give them that large sum of money as well.
Right.
Well,
good advice.
Is it considered income? That's an interesting question.
You can only gift someone $14,000.
That's right, too. Yeah. I remember giving that when I had money to the children for a couple of years. Yeah, I remember doing that. those were the good old days. All right, so masks. We were asking people about their children and teaching them about masks and wearing masks. What became of that conversation?
Janet says, forget about the kids. There are still some adults who don't seem to understand the importance of wearing masks that also cover their noses.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Brian also posted, his belief is that wearing a mask is pointless because you have to throw it out or wash it after wearing it. Don't touch it, which nobody seems to be doing. And his opinion is everyday mask use may be spreading the virus more than stopping it.
That is
Are people
dumbest.
Not washing their masks? This
I
is
mean,
the first
that
time.
Is
well,
that.
Haven't you heard about the spike in bacterial pneumonia from people getting dirty masks? I mean, it's that's one of the things
masks.
That people aren't talking about.
I have a box, and I have washed mine because I had some cloth ones made. But, sir, advisedly, that's the dumbest way of looking at it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
President-elect Joe Biden has announced a spending package that could take generations to pay back. USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the proposal.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
It's wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But to bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's conference championship games are Sunday. Buccaneers at the Packers and Bills at the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, we've sharpened our skills here on the DJV program so that we can focus on all these things that are going on from one side to the other, up and down, in and out. A lot of vaccine news, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, by the way, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's the only one among us who has had COVID. None of us have had a shot. Am I right in that?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, now... It seems that there are some troubles in paradise here with some of the vaccines, Moderna and its impact. So what do you have, Victoria?
Well, the big story right now is that doctors in Norway are investigating the deaths of 23 elderly patients who received the Pfizer vaccine. And so they're looking into the possibility that they had some adverse reaction to the vaccine. They said typically that side effects from this Pfizer vaccine are rare and usually pretty mild, fever, nausea, things like that. However, if you're already older and frail, you know, fever, nausea, things like that can actually be pretty severe in older patients. So they said as of last Thursday, 42,000 people in Norway had already received their first dose of the vaccine. And so they're looking into seeing if there is some connection, whether this is vaccine-related or if these 23 patients were just already had underlying issues and were already ill. But, I think Jen had just mentioned in California there was a bad batch, I guess, of I don't know how many doses, but a bad batch of Moderna. 300,000?
Yeah, it's a huge
story. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is California said that they are going to put a pause on the Moderna shots after people, a handful of people, they say, who were inoculated at, all at the same site had allergic reactions. They said fewer than 10 people reported reactions, but they all received doses at a San Diego vaccination site. So they figured this was enough to put a pause on all of this. Now, the thing is that we are doing these mass vaccination sites in California. So it's not like it was a little clinic or a little Rite Aid or a CVS. Right. This was at Petco Park in San Diego, which is where the Padres play. And so there were a lot. I think it was a third of a million doses from the Moderna batch were sent to 286 other providers in the Golden State. So now none of those places have had bad reactions, but they're investigating why there was this problem in San Diego. So everything is on a pause until they can figure it out.
So no more shots in California, is that what you're saying?
No, no, just this Moderna batch of 300,000 vaccines, basically. So 300,000 of them, I mean, that's a huge chunk. That's
so,
a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that could have gotten it. So.
Yep. Well, we're talking about California. Alex Padilla, is that how we pronounce his name?
Padilla.
He's going to fill Kamala Harris's Senate seat. Who decided?
Kamala.
That was the governor's? What?
Kamala, Padilla and Kamala.
Yeah, all right. Well, at any rate, who did she pick him and tell
the governor?
The governor.
No, the governor. I mean, here's the thing. In any of these situations, you can have a special election or you can have an appointed position. And so the governor, of course, is going to appoint someone. And Alex Padilla has been kind of a, I don't want to say a henchman, a crew. How about that? How about a crew of governors?
Yeah.
And he's been part of that crew. And so Padilla got the call, and he's actually been met with a lot of criticism. Padilla is actually the first Hispanic to be a senator in California, which is a big deal since there are a lot of Latino people who are walking around, right?
Is he a dummy?
Well, he is a dummy. He's a terrible Secretary of State, but that's beside the point. I don't know if he's a dummy. I'm sure he's probably a smart guy to get where he is, but he was a terrible Secretary of State, so I can tell you that much. And I haven't been impressed with him as a city council member, but he has been a career politician. He started on the city council. I think he was one of the youngest ever in his 20s, I think, in Los Angeles. But what's I think maybe important to know is that there's a lot of backlash because a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but the loudest voices wanted to see Gavin Newsom replace Kamala Harris with a black woman, and because he's a Latino male, there has been some backlash, which is surprising. I think a lot of people would have expected a celebration because it is a glass ceiling of sorts, because there hasn't been a Latino senator from the state of California before where a lot of Latinos are being represented, but there has been some backlash because it wasn't a black woman. So
how many of them are legal versus illegal?
So few women, though.
Hmm.
What?
I said, how many of those are legal versus illegal? In California, nobody knows. That's the problem. I see that the pardon list is being more exposed or explored, one or the other. Lil Wayne, I've seen the name before.
He's a rapper.
Lil Wayne, yeah, he's a rapper.
Yeah. What'd he go to jail for? Why is he going to be pardoned?
I know
gun charges or something. I don't know.
Right.
Why would he get pardoned?
I don't know. I think I'm looking at some of these people. Why would any of them get pardoned?
Why do you think, Victoria?
There are people.
What do you think that he's getting pardoned for? Because I don't know. I don't know how Trump even.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, why would Lil Wayne get pardoned? I mean, he was on The Apprentice. That's the only.
Lil Wayne was not on The Apprentice. Lil Jon was. The other little.
No, I thought Lil Wayne was too. But anyway, I don't know. Why would he even be on a list? I don't know. I mean, he's not someone who was wrongfully accused. He's had a checkered past at best. I don't know specific charges, but I know that there's been a lot of stuff with him. So I don't know. I mean, it really, is that the level of what we're pardoning?
Well, I think that's the thing. There's always that question about who gets pardoned. Most of the names in my remembering all of this stuff, I don't really think I knew a lot of people recognized names of people that got pardoned. A lot of times, when presidents
Joe Exotic
done this in the
is
past.
Trending because they're waiting for his pardon.
I would actually be in favor more of pardoning Joe Exotic than Lil Wayne. I mean, Joe Exotic, you know, he scraped together a few $1,000s to try to have Carol Baskin killed. He didn't really do anything.
Yep. The rise in inflation that is on some people's minds. Gold prices are going down, and they have gone up over the past year. Since all of this stuff started, the price of gold, if you've noticed it, I don't know how many people have it in their portfolio or they notice, you know, a lot of the people at a lot of radio programs like this. I haven't had a gold sponsor on for a number of years because I said something on the air. Surprise, surprise. Jennifer, you remember this? When we had a gold sponsor, I forget who it was, and I didn't say it immediately after the commercial, but I said it in close enough proximity that somebody from the company heard it. I said something about how gold was being manipulated, or I said something about it that wasn't pretty. And it, but it pretty much, from my experience, it heralded, you know, the if there's anything in the world that gets that's in the market that gets manipulated, it's gold. And so the prices that you think you're going to get paid for, or how much you're going to pay and how much you're going to appreciate, usually are exaggerated or just not true. And I had a conversation about something like that, and the gold sponsor didn't quite like it, so that was the end of that. And I haven't had a gold sponsor on since then. Gee, what a surprise. Anyway, there is this, the inflation. So I guess that would be the question. What do we expect to happen when all of this stuff comes around to roost? Somebody, somehow, have to pay for all this money in these three or four huge bailouts over the past year. And how are we, what do you expect is going to happen other than tax increases and or, and maybe not or, a rise in inflation? I don't see how you, and you see, that's one of the things the Chinese are banking on. They want to weaken our economy, and that's where the virus came in. I mean, these people thought this through very well in order to plot against America, try to weaken us even more. And, you know, you see, you know, the one thing going for us is that we have such deep roots economically where they don't. They've got a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots. And so, but, you know, under the circumstances, it still is going to be painful no matter what. And that's kind of what they're counting on as far as I'm concerned. In a moment, I want to focus on, we were talking about this letter stuff from one president to another. There's a note that Bill Clinton got from George Bush. That really is, if we could just go back to those days, that era when there was kindness and there was thoughtfulness. And I'm going to read a little of this letter in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
...2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid, you wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. This might be a good question for social media in terms of presidents. Which ones do you think had the best relationship with one another or each other? This former President George Bush's letter to Bill Clinton that is just, it may bring me to tears as I read through it. It starts out reading, this is again, George Herbert Walker Bush writing this to Bill Clinton. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. You know, you hear a lot about that. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success now is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you. And, you know, Clinton talked about how he felt after just reading those and thinking about his relationship with George Bush. And he had a good, wonderful life. He set a great tone. I was sorry I didn't vote for him the second time around because the no new taxes thing. I sort of, after the fact, wish that I had. Not that my vote would have made a difference in the end. It was a fairly close election. Just the tone that was set, that's the point here. I mean, not necessarily reading the whole letter, but the friendship, Clinton said, has been one of the great gifts of my life, talking about Bush and what he did to help him during his time. How many trips he took to Kennebunkport, that is Clinton. How many times George Bush the son used to tease him about my father likes you more than he likes me.
Well, it's interesting, in this tribute that Bill Clinton wrote, this is from 2018 after George H.W. had passed away. It's funny because I didn't realize, I just assumed that they had their own relationship, you know, just because they were, you know, they were consecutive presidents together. Right. But it turns out it was actually... it was George W. Bush who put the two of them together, that he explains in this op-ed piece that he wrote, that George W. actually asked them to go together. I think it was after the big tsunami in 2004. Yeah. They went to India. Yeah. Then in Hurricane Katrina. So that's really, Clinton says in this piece, that's really when he got to know him, and that's really what forged their friendship. They had been very civil and very friendly before, but then it went to a deeper level, and that was actually thanks to George W. So it's interesting. I don't know. It makes me sad. I miss
this
that.
This kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's too bad.
There were always these speculative things about about Clinton not liking Obama. And they never really,
reports were they couldn't even be in the same room together for a while.
Well, what was that about, though? Why?
Hillary ran against him the first time.
Yeah, but it was when Hillary was Secretary of the State when it was really bad. Like, he wouldn't even come to the White House, and there was something that was going on there. And it's been documented, and I don't know exactly what that was. I mean, I think it had to have been more than just hurt feelings over an election. It had to have been.
I don't know. Seems fine now. They seem to be fine.
But the most fun we get out of this are the pictures of George Bush with Michelle.
They're hilarious.
That kind of stuff. And we all root for it. We all love seeing it. And, you know, whenever they're
because at
together,
the heart of who we are as people, as Americans, that really speaks to all of us in our hearts. And you put politics aside. Bill Clinton said that he never once witnessed George H.W. Bush putting politics before people. And we're at the opposite of that now.
Yeah, we sure are. Man, that'd be nice. All that stuff to be. I'd like to bury all that stuff. All right, it's 10 before the hour. Food for thought on the DJV program.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
3542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, 53 after, you know how the focus on the DJV program is aimed at helping you in as many ways as possible. And Jack Stockwell, being here along with Ken Kronhaus, is a big boost, a big help for people and the different points of view that they bring to the world or from the world of medicine are really very important. I think we have to have all these considerations. Sometimes it's confusing. I know that I'm confused sometimes by listening to the two of them trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do, and it gives me a headache. Okay, what'll I do? Shall I do what Jack says or shall I do what Ken says? And so that's kind of the thing, but it's really good to have it's really very important actually to have different sources of information for you to make your decisions on when it comes to your health, what's more important, frankly. Jack's got some dangers for us to think about right after this.
The new year comes with new ways for pros to save at Lowe's. Like when you're ready to tackle your taxes, we'll help you save up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. All you have to do is sign up to become a Lowe's Pro Loyalty member by January 25th, and the savings is yours. This exclusive offer is for new Lowe's Pro Loyalty members only, so sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount valid on select TurboTax services through October 15th. More terms apply. U.S. only.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with a danger warning. Remember, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Well, danger, danger of phosphoric acid. Who even knows what this stuff is, Jack? Let's start with that.
It never gets much attention, but I'll tell you,
The industrial industry knows about it because they will use phosphoric acid often to clean rust in certain areas of machinery where you can't just, you know, not on the outside of machinery, but on the inside. Phosphoric acid will get rid of rust really quick. There's that old joke about if you want to clean that ring out of the toilet, put it
in
a
bottle of Coke. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, yep. I had this lady come in here just last week, and one of the worst cases of osteoporosis I've seen in a long time for someone her age. She was only in her 50s. And I said, do you drink soft drinks? And she drinks about four or five Diet Cokes a day. And she thought because they were diet, they were okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're loaded with phosphoric acid. And according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a very reliable published peer-reviewed document, the combination of caffeine and phosphoric acid together has a tremendous adverse effect on mineral density, especially in older women. So I was trying to bring this to her attention, but she was so sure that because she wasn't having a sugared drink, mm-hmm. that somehow the diet drink was okay. And then you get into the talk about
poison.
The artificial, absolutely, the artificial sweeteners and how they fool the brain and everything else. And I showed her on the picture. I said, there's only one way to absolutely confirm osteoporosis, and that's with an X-ray. The bone density things give you an indication. But only on an X-ray can you actually see the loss of mineral matrix in the bone structure. Mm-hmm. And I pointed out to her, and of course, this is the first time it ever happened, so she had a hard time relating what she was seeing, even though it was her X-ray. And all she could say was, oh, my goodness. But there wasn't that. But there wasn't.
Oh, golly.
But there wasn't anything like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to get something else besides a these carbonated drinks. Because a lot of the carbonation comes from the effect of the phosphoric acid. So, you know, it's easy to go out there and just Google and start searching phosphoric acid, soft drinks, caffeine, phosphoric acid. Because a lot of the energy drinks have caffeine and phosphoric acid in them together.
There you go. So, a secret not for success, if you will. Yeah. All right, thanks for the info and the warning. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Now it's time for us to focus on the secret of success that is applied to Calitrin. Calitrin, I don't know that it's a secret. If it is a secret, it ought not to be, because the weight loss stories that you can find at toploss.com, when you look at how people explain their success, how this has worked, it's an amazing thing. 86% of the people who get on the Calitrin program lose the weight in 90 days, and then they stay with it another 90 days, or, like me, just stay with it forever. You lose the weight and you keep it off. That's the whole thing. That's the secret of success. Losing the weight is fairly easy to do. A lot of good programs around that do that. But keeping it off, man, that's the secret. You don't have to go on any special diets. No other products are necessary, even though it does work in tandem with other products. Check it out. With Calitrin, you'll see weight loss plus a lot of side benefits as well. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you buy it, you get the best deals by using the discount code DJV at checkout. Get three.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.